children of the new world.
Some say he was into nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Graue Häuser, ein Junkie im Tran. Es riecht nach Oliven und Majoran. Zum Kanal an Ruinen vorbei. Da hinten das Büro der Partei. Auf dem Gehweg Hundekot. Ich trinke Kaffee im Morgenrot. Später dann in die alte Fabrik, die mit dem Ost-West-Überblick. Zweiter Stock fährt dahinter hoch. Neben mir wohnt ein Philosoph. Fenster auf, ich hör Türkenmelodie. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin. Wir
fühlen uns gut. Ich stehe auf Berlin. Bis zum 11 auf dem Kurfürstendamm läuft ein Touristenkulturprogramm. Teurer Ramsch am Straßenstand. Ich esse die Pizza aus der Hand. Ein Taxi fährt zu Romy Hart. Flasche Sekt 150 Mark. Für den Westdeutschen, der sein Geld versäumt. Mal sehen, was im Dschungel läuft. Musik ist heiß, das Neon nicht strahlt. Irgendjemand hat mein Gin bezahlt. Die Tanzfläche kocht, hier trifft sich die Sie. Ich fühl mich gut, ich steh auf Berlin. Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich fühl mich gut.
Wir stehen auf Berlin.
Ich stehe auf Berlin. Ideal opening Cosmic Overdrive episode number 91 today. Cold War special. As you may know, we were in Russia this weekend, and it made me realize while we were in Moscow how... let me turn this off here. Yeah, okay. It made me realize how we... the only views that a lot of people still have, especially from my generation, so to speak, that the views that we have of Russia and Moscow are all driven by all these songs from the 80s about nuclear war and how Berlin was split up and Germany was split up and doom, 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 doom. And of course, the situation has changed a little bit the last couple of years, so I thought it would be a nice idea to revive once more that the Cold War feeling, us against them, so to speak. And in this hour, we're going to play a bunch of tracks that have that sort of theme. I'm not going to talk too much because I don't know if you can hear it or not, but I've picked up some weird Russian virus on the way, so it's only going to be music for the next 60 minutes, and maybe at some point in between you'll get an overview of the tracks that we play. After Ideal that we just played, we're going to play one of the Cold War classics, in my view, so to speak. Let me find the track here. This is all a bit chaos, as usual here. One of the main protest songs from the early 80s. Another excuse for me to play a track by The Sound. This is Missiles Live from a BBC session from 81 or 82.
Is hard where they hold the missiles. It's an American way of life. Who the hell makes the missiles? They got the know-how. It's all above our heads, but it's coming down now, coming right down. We'll be right back.
This has caused damage. They make your ears sound. Mrs. Lee Cottage, where there once was a town, swinging along to town.
Down in the bunker. Capitalist system. The listening transformation of the society from capitalism to socialism. The bourgeois politicians and the labor aristocrats, unemployment is inherent in the capitalist system. The listening transformation of the society from capitalism to socialism. The motive of capitalist production is profits, not jobs. The workers must reject the false solutions presented by the bourgeoisie to the unemployment crisis in waging their struggle for jobs and job security, capitalist exploitation. Exploitation. Poverty, degradation, and insecurity. The right to work, the right to a decent life. Make the rich pay for the crisis. Make the rich pay for the crisis.
Soldiers on board of the warships of the United States 7th Fleet prowling the waters of the Pacific. In the Caribbean, the Pentagon has deployed 28,000 troops. The White House has planned a fund of $9.1 billion for the extension of the United States bases throughout the world during 1985. This is evidence of the aggressive course of United States imperialism and its growing expansionist and hegemonist greed, as well as the danger threatening the freedom and independence of the people. Protecting its vital interests and spheres of influence. But the strong resistance against the presence of United States bases and troops, not to allow their countries to be transformed into vassals of the United States of America and the Soviet Union.
The funeral of a young demonstrator killed by the London mercenaries in Belfast was also transformed into a powerful protest demonstration. More than 5,000 people took part in this demonstration, powerfully condemning the savage terror of the British occupiers against the freedom-loving people of Northern Ireland and demanding the ousting of the occupiers.
Pressures and intrigue of other revolutionists and all other foreign and internal enemies. Foreign and internal enemies. Foreign and internal enemies. The system of the dictatorship of the proletariat. The system of the dictatorship of the proletariat. The system of the dictatorship of the proletariat.
The system of the dictatorship of the proletariat. There was no support to the beloved leader of the overall people, Comrade Ingrid Hodges. There was no support to the beloved leader of the overall people, Comrade Ingrid Hodges. There are two symbols of the beloved leader of the Albanian people, Comrade Ingrid Hodges.
The truth is.
Austerity with sweat at the boundary between the wars. I pay
inside the union. And as times got harder, I looked to the government to help the working man. But they brought prosperity down at the armory. We're arming for peace, me boys, between the wars. I kept the faith and I kept voting, not for the iron fist but for the helping hand. For theirs is a land with a wall around it, and mine is a faith in my fellow man. Theirs is a land of hope and glory, mine is the greenfield and the factory floor. Theirs are the skies all dark with bombers, and mine is the peace we knew between the wars. Call up the craftsman, bring me the draftsman, build me a path from cradle to grave, and I'll give my consent to any government that does not deny a man a living wage. Go find the young men, never to fight again. Bring up the banners from the days gone by. Sweet moderation, heart of this nation, desert us not, we are between the wars.
Yeah, two nice pieces of propaganda there. Billy Bragg and Between the Wars from a 7-inch EP. Four tracks, only Billy Bragg and acoustic guitar. Very good stuff from, I think, 83, 84, 85, something like that. Dug up deep. And let's see what we played before that. We played Test Department and Comrade Enver Hoxha from the Unacceptable Face of Freedom album. Beautiful record, by the way. A nice fold-out sleeve, but also a very cool way of using propaganda from the behind the Iron Curtain in those days. Let me look on the playlist. Before that, we played Oppenheimer Analysis and Cold War. Well, that speaks for itself. And the track we played before that was Fischer Z and Red Skies Over Paradise from the album with the same name. Another neglected band that should get way more airtime on IFM. And if it's up to me, we're going to change that pretty soon. But that was also a track about nuclear war. Actually, that whole album is kind of political album, very nice, different from the other two records that they did in those days. Another one band, actually, just like the sound that was popular here in Holland and certain European countries, and for some reason never really made it in England after an initial interest from the press. They were just dismissed, kind of strange. Anyway, the whole Cold War idea was, of course, not only limited to alternative bands and the punk bands and that kind of stuff. There were also quite a few metal bands that that used that theme in their tracks. And I'm going to play you some of that stuff now. And the first one is Nuclear War by Voivod, which is Canadian metal.
the victims as a sin. Warm and sun, open shutter. Wait and feel your body skin. We'll be right back.
Killing Joke and The War Dance from their first album from 1980, also titled Killing Joke. Before that, the Sisters of Mercy and their post-apocalyptic version of the world in Black Planet. From my rather worn-out copy I heard of their debut album, First, Last and Always. I guess I played that a lot in those days. It's actually a record that I haven't heard in a very, very long time. It just came to me today that this was also a kind of a Cold War theme track, so it was nice to include it and to hear it again. But for me, the Sisters of Mercy was kind of a memory that's pushed far to the back of my mind. I heard it too much in those days. You couldn't walk into a club or any kind of alternative gothic whatever you call it in those days place. They would always play Sisters of Mercy stuff, and there is a point where you just have enough of that shit. So the time heals all wounds, and hey, today it sounds great again, so maybe I'll have another listen to the whole album tonight, so nice memories now. Before that, we played Iron Maiden and 2 Minutes to Midnight, more metal with a Cold War theme, and I see that we are rapidly approaching the time. 5 more minutes left, not 2 minutes to midnight, but 5 minutes to 10, as a matter of fact. So I'm going to leave you with the last track, and I hope to hear you all again next week for Cosmic Overdrive episode number 92, I think. Yeah, we're going fast. Then it'll be after Christmas already. Time, it's crazy. Time goes so fast. What am I going to leave you with? The last track is, of course, another Cold War classic. No episode that has anything to do with this kind of theme can be without this track. Rational Youth and Dancing on the Berlin Wall. For me, good night.
your chance. All you have to do is dance on the Alexanderplatz. There's a party going on. Harry Palmer glasses are required. We're dancing. Berlin Wall, dancing on the Berlin Wall, dancing on the Berlin Wall, dancing on the Berlin Wall. Yes, we're dancing. Yes, we're dancing. Hey.